Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Far back the path, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's right.
To keep from having.
McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. We made it. We made it to Friday. We made it to Football Friday. We made it to the end of the tyrannical reign of the New England Patriots as the New York Jets dominate. Dominate. And this is, we're going to start with the Jets. We'll get to the Mets because let's be honest, it's a Mets world and we're all living in it. But right now, coming off that game, let me give the phone number, 888-808-1019. Coming off that game and that performance, Jet fans, this is your night. This is your morning. This is your Friday. Because it has been years, and I don't care that the Patriots think, and they do. And we'll talk about the defense. We'll talk about this Jet defense and the seven sacks and how they dominated this front of the New England Patriots, and they shut down the run game, and they were able to do everything they wanted to do. But it's even not about that. It is about a performance from a quarterback. It is about beating a team that you have not beaten like this in damn near 30 years, a quarter of a century of watching that team come into your building and kick your ass time and time again. And those days are long gone. And Aaron Rodgers, who has been a Jet, or at least supposed to have been a Jet, since that infamous "I intend to play and I intend to play for the Jets" Pat McAfee podcast that he did. From that moment to this moment, we have been waiting for what we saw last night. And what you saw last night was a dominant performance and an offense that went up and down the field with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. That is as good a quarterback performance, that level of quarterback play, we haven't seen, not just, and listen, it's the Jets, but even in New York, even the Giants, we haven't seen that kind of quarterback play in forever. And to see this offense, and again, I know it's New England, I don't care. On a short week, three games in 11 days, to see Aaron Rodgers as spry and running around the field as he was in this game, the ability to avoid pressure, the ability to get out there and run and on the wings and making accurate throws on the run, just his ability. We know what the arm is going to be, right? We know he can take a five-step drop and throw it 60 yards. Like, we knew that was always going to be there for him. But after the first 2 weeks, you weren't sure about his mobility. You weren't sure about just the tempo of this team and some other things about this offense that just didn't work out. You saw the beginnings of the running back tandem and what that could be. You know how talented Wilson is. But to have it all come together last night for the season opener in that building, the home opener in that building, against this team that has been the nemesis of not only you, the not only the division, but of the NFL for so many years, to have them come into your building and absolutely throttle them and have an offense that gets you 400 yards. You dominate the time of possession 2-1, and it's 40 minutes to 20 minutes. You get 27 first downs. You go down the field Nine. Well, I mean, it was 8 plays, 70 yards. 11 plays, 90 yards. Just these unbelievable drives. He's pinpoint accurate. And you have done something now. For the first time in forever, you've established that the Jet team is for real. Now, I don't know if they're going to live up to the Super Bowl expectations that many of us have put on them. We'll see. It's 1 week. It's week three. It's one game. But you saw, and I know the Patriots haven't played well, but you know what? Or aren't that good, excuse me. But they've played well. They beat Cincinnati. They took Seattle to overtime. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. And they have played representative football, NFL standards, for the first 2 weeks. And they came into your building and the quarterback didn't have a chance. Their run game didn't have a chance. And their defense absolutely had no chance with Aaron Rodgers picking them apart. This was a game long in the making for a Jet fan to sit there, whether you're coming home from the game right now and you were lucky enough to be in that building, or whether you were sitting at home watching it. This is the first time in, I mean, forever, that you were able to sit back and watch an offense actually function, actually dominate, actually get to a point where the other team has no answers for you. And Rodgers is, you know, and you get a penalty, makes it 2nd and 17, boom, right down the line, right down the seam to Conklin. Like, it didn't matter what happened. They weren't going to be denied. He was going to audible plays, quick bubble screen to Lazard, who, by the way, and this is what he does. What having Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback does is elevate everybody on this team. Lazard, who was awful last year. Lazard, who couldn't catch a pass last year. Lazard, who everybody wanted off the team and was blaming Aaron Rodgers, the de facto GM, for insisting that Lazard was part of this team. Watch him operate inside this offense. Watch this offensive game plan from an offensive coordinator, Hackett, who nobody believed in, who everyone said was awful, who got embarrassed as the head coach in Denver and had no business being an offensive coordinator. Well, right now, how does he look as an offensive coordinator when you have Aaron Rodgers on the field and the two of them putting forth a game plan and the ability of Aaron Rodgers to execute it? This is a night to just take a second and not necessarily focus on the idea of what the Jets could be and the Jets can win a Super Bowl and the Jets should be this and the Jets should be that. It's not even a night to talk about the defense, and as great as it was and as disappointing as it had been in the first couple of weeks, certainly week one against the 49ers, and still at times even allowing Will Levis to get out of a couple of spots where you thought you had him and he was able to make plays a little bit in the run game. And it was a touchdown victory. It was a deciding victory against the Tennessee Titans, but ultimately didn't play as well as you had hoped. You've got the Hassan Reddick situation hanging over the situation, over the defense and the team. But you have seen defenses perform, right? Whether they're as good as the 85 Bears, as they like to proclaim, or whether they're the top defense in the league, but you have seen good defensive performances throughout the years. Even when you were winning, as you watch the postgame show and see Bart Scott on there, even when they're winning, even when they're getting to back-to-back AFC championship games, you had a defense, and you had an offense that mustered just enough, but you haven't seen quarterback play like this in forever. And to have the New England Patriots come into your building and beat them as bad as you have beaten them since 1995, that is the last time they have beaten the New England Patriots by this many points. 1995. This is an exercising of the demons. This is a night where the Jet fan can look at the team and actually say, we have an offense. We have a Hall of Fame quarterback that from the moment he's been here, we've talked about all the negative aspects of it. And we saw it. Whether it's obviously the Achilles injury 4 snaps in, or if it's running his mouth, or he's making decisions he shouldn't be making. He's the de facto coach. And there's still issues with the coach. I didn't like the clock management down the stretch of the first half. I thought that last timeout was poorly timed. There's a bunch of different things. Still too many penalties for this team. And we're still not sure about what the head coach is. But all the negatives that have come along with this quarterback, whether it's, you know, he's making From the minute he signed with the Jets, it was, oh, okay, he's got a list of players. He's going to insist come here. He's got, you know, this. He's the de facto GM. He's the reason Zach Wilson's the backup quarterback. He's the reason they didn't improve the quarterback situation when he went down. He's on Pat McAfee. He's running for vice president. Like, these have been the stories around Aaron Rodgers. And finally, after a year and 3 weeks, Aaron Rodgers and what this offense can be was on full display, and it felt freaking good. You can't deny it. It felt good. The score doesn't matter necessarily. The amount of touchdowns don't even matter necessarily. The 400 yards, the 40 minutes time of possession, the 27 first downs, the 7 sacks, you know, hell, the Morgan Moses injury. Just watching the game and feeling like the Jets have a competent offense that is going to be run. You're going to have a game plan, and you're going to have a Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the greatest to ever do it, executed. And not only does he still have the arm, but he still has the legs, right? Maybe he's not what he was. What was Robert Saleh say? He's not what he used to be, but he can still be whatever. I don't know. Yeah, he's not the Hall. He's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not what he was at 30, at least with his legs, but it was so much better than it was 2 weeks ago. It was so much better than it was even last week. And as he progresses, he looked as good as he did at any point in the season 2 years ago with Green Bay when he was dealing with the thumb injury. Like, this is as good as Aaron Rodgers has played since his MVP season of a handful of years ago. Like, last night, Aaron Rodgers played a great football game. The Jets had all their weapons. They spread it around to everybody. The tight ends got involved for the first time this season. You've seen now what this tandem backfield can be with the way Allen runs and how they're both involved in the pass game. You still would like to see a little bit of a better connection with Garrett Wilson, but that's building. But he's spreading the ball around. They're making the right plays. He tacked a little bit more down the field in this game. They're taking what the defense gives them. They're matriculating the ball down the field. There's big plays as well as long drives. I mean, this was an absolute display of NFL offense in every way. The New England Patriots had no answer for this team. None. And as lousy as they are, this is a team that Joe Burrow, you know, move the ball, but made turnovers and couldn't win a football game against. This is a team that, yes, you know, the Seattle passing game, you know, made some plays down the field, but went to overtime. This is not a pushover. There are no such things in the NFL. And as much as they're clearly better than the Patriots, and that's another obvious takeaway from this game, the main takeaway from this game is Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. It took a long time to get to this point. It should have been September 11th of last year. It wasn't. But it's here today. And my God, was it fun to watch. And if you look at this team, as long as they can block. Now, the Moses injury, we're going to find out. You know, he hurt his knee. We'll find out more in the coming days. As long as they can block, the weapons on this team, the connection between him and Wilson is only going to get better. You know the connection he's already had with Lazard and how he's elevated that player from a know-nothing, wish he was off the team to someone making big plays down the field, getting touchdowns. Conklin gets involved in this game. The backfield, forget about it. I mean, right now, I know it's early in the season. Name a backfield better in the NFL. Name another team in the NFL that has a better backfield right now than the New York Jets. And then to put on top of it a defense that absolutely smothered this team. 7 sacks. They had no option whatsoever. Stevenson had nowhere to run. You could see that the defense looked completely different. They were running free. They knew exactly what to do. Every, you know, helmets flying to the ball. They played a great game on top of it. But that's almost secondary to the idea of what this team can be offensively. And for the first time in forever, the enemy came into your building and got their ass kicked. And it wasn't the Hall of Fame quarterback on the other side kicking your ass. It wasn't the Hall of Fame quarterback on the other side making plays down the field. It wasn't the all-time great Hall of Fame quarterback ending your night in misery. It was the New York Jets and their Hall of Fame quarterback sticking the ball in the end zone and dominating a football game against this hideous New England Patriots team. So tonight is your night, bro. Tonight is your night. That's a night a Jet fans have been waiting for forever. Forever. Whether it's the 30 years since you've beat them this badly, whether it's the year and a half that we've had Aaron Rodgers in the building and unable to actually see it, touch it, smell it, taste it. And last night, you had all of those things. All the senses were stimulated by that unbelievable performance from Aaron Rodgers. Now, does he have to do it next week? Of course he does. Does he have to keep doing it all year long? Of course he does. Does this mean they're never going to lose again and they're dominant and they're this and they're that? No. But for one night, I think it's okay to just say, tonight we were a dominant football team over an opponent who has dominated us. And for the first time, even though it's the third game with him, for the first time we saw Aaron Rodgers play Aaron Rodgers football. And you got a glimpse of one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever put on a uniform, play for your team, and you see how that elevates everything. And the Jets are as dangerous an opponent in the NFL as there is, and this is the first time in forever. Because, let's be honest, even with Sanchez, and that's the last time you have to go back to this team being good, right? I know they had the, you know, Fitzpatrick for a year, but you have to go back to the Sanchez era, and Rex Ryan, and that defense. And the balls of Rex and everything else, yes, back-to-back championship games, absolutely. There felt like there was a ceiling, even with that team, with the way the quarterback played the game. And Sanchez played good football. He's won road games in the playoffs. He didn't turn the ball over. He made good plays. I'm not trying to knock Mark Sanchez. But even then, it felt like, well, man, we're going to have to play a pitch-perfect game defensively. We're going to have, like, and that's just to maybe squeak by. And it felt like there was a ceiling. And right now, if this is what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like, and he's going to be able to move like this, and you have the weapons in the passing game, the run game, the defense, like if you have this team, this roster, this is what we've been talking about all offseason, that they could look like this. What is the ceiling for this team if Aaron Rodgers looks like that? I don't know. It's about as high as any other team's ceiling in the NFL. That's just the plain truth. And that's a feeling a New York Jet fan hasn't had in 50 years. And that's not hyperbole. 50 years. Enjoy it, Jet fans. Enjoy it. Give me a call. Let's enjoy it together. 888-808-1019. And then we'll get, of course, to the Mets, who absolutely pounded the Phillies. They continue to hit home runs. Nimmo puts his mouth, puts his bat where his mouth was, should I say. And I'm going to get to what I deem to be the biggest hit in this game. But right now, there's just no stopping the Mets. It's their world, and we're just living in it. As they take a victory over Philadelphia, they are still 2 games up in the wild card over the Atlanta Braves. And if they don't look like, you want to talk about ceilings, I don't know if the Mets have one either. So this is one hell of a night if you're a Met and a Jet fan. We're going to get to it. The Yankees lose the final game against Seattle. We got to talk about Dominguez. We got to talk about the Soto scare and what happened to me during that Soto scare injury. And why my wife probably is still mad at me right at this moment right now. And if I were a normal person and sleeping normal hours, I might be sleeping on the couch right now. So we got a couple of things, a couple of fun things. Plus, it is a football Friday, so we'll give you picks. I think I'm the only man standing. Carlos is doing the updates, so I don't think Marco is here. Obviously, Fliegelman is enjoying himself driving home right now from the Jet game. So it's just me doing picks. If I'm feeling, you know, if I'm feeling lucky, maybe I'll let Rami on the other side actually speak. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Thinking about if I'm going to be that kind of generous guy tonight. But we got football picks. We got a Jets game and a Jets victory that's as good as any for a week three, certainly, in forever. And just to get a glimpse, just to finally taste it. This is a year and a half chasing this dream. And to see it on full display against the Patriots for the home opener, that's as sweet a game as the Jet fans have had in a long time. And then, of course, the Mets just dominating. So a big night for Jets, big night for Mets. And we'll get to the football picks as well. Plenty to do on this five-hour midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. McMonagle here with you on The Fan and the Overnights. We'll be right back with your calls.